USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The full Mueller report was released Thursday morning to the public, but not before President Trump got a sneak peek. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The Attorney General William Barr confirming that the White House got an advanced look at it earlier today. President Trump's first words about it at an event at the White House.
No collusion, no obstruction.
The president speaks as he hosts 29 veterans at the White House from the Wounded Warrior Project.
There never was, by the way, and there never will be.
Now House Democrats are saying they want to hear from the special counsel Robert Mueller himself as soon as possible. And when he spoke at the Justice Department earlier, Attorney General Bill Barr said he had no objection to Mueller testifying about his final report.
To read the full report, you can go to justice.gov/storage/report. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend IncomeStore as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
A man was arrested Wednesday night for trying to enter St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. New York Archbishop and Cardinal Timothy Dolan applauded the job done by security to protect the church and worshipers from harm.
Last night proves that it works. We've got a very well-trained interior security staff. We've got the constant help of the New York Police Department, who usually has an officer on the block for ready assistance. We've got the ready attention of the Fire Department of New York. So it works, and last night showed that.
The 37-year-old from New Jersey was carrying two gas cans, lighter fluid, and lighters. He's being questioned by detectives, and it's unknown if the motive is connected to the recent fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The Labor Department is reporting that 192,000 Americans filed first-time unemployment benefits last week. That's 5,000 fewer than the previous week, and the fewest since September of 1969. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Senator Rick Scott responded to criticism from Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer after the Florida Republican spoke out in support of a failed bill aimed at helping Puerto Rico recover from Hurricane Maria. Schumer ripped Scott in a tweet, and Scott responded on Fox News.
The first thing I did on the Senate floor, first time I even talked, was about $600 million of food nutrition money for Puerto Rico. Did he go do it? I look at Chuck Schumer and say, this is just about, oh, he hates Donald Trump. It's about he's mad that I did well with Puerto Ricans, and he wants to act like he cares. Well, think about it. When Maria hit, did he go to Puerto Rico and say, what do you need? No. I went there 8 times. Did he open up relief centers in New York? No. I opened up 2 in Florida to help them. Did he waive regulations so the kids get into schools, the parents get jobs? No. So this is just him saying he wants to care, so it hurts Republicans because we actually do care about Puerto Rico.
Over 2 dozen people are killed after a tour bus rolls on Portugal's Madeira Island near the city of Santa Cruz. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
At least 29 people are dead. Another 28 are injured following a tour bus crash on Portugal's Madeira Island. The BBC's Alison Roberts says the bus was carrying German tourists.
The bus came off the road and is now lying on its side. And the local mayor said that people who were killed were projected from the bus.
Authorities say there were no children among the dead.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.